Flower friend, are you feeling overwhelmed, underpaid, and want to get your business on a path of growth and profitability? Our podcast minisodes will give you bite-sized strategies to make your business feel lighter and more profitable. Flower friend, my name is Jen, and I am so glad you're here. Hello, flower friends. This is Jen, and you are listening to the Floral Hustle Podcast. On this week's minisode, we are going to talk a little bit about the fundamentals or the foundation in your business. And what I often see florists do when they're going in and kind of figuring out their game plan is they really are just like trying a bunch of things. And I know that that was me. I actually did not invest in any type of education, any type of training or anything, like until I was 17-ish years into being a florist. I felt like my experience merited me knowing enough to do all this. And what I think that really did is it held me back. I didn't want to do installations because that felt overwhelming. I didn't want to have to figure it out. I didn't want to do all these like big elaborate things because, again, I'm going to have to figure that out. You know, like all these things were just, I kept telling myself, like, I'm okay with playing small. And foundationally, that worked when I was like starting, and actually weddings were just way less complicated back then. So it wasn't like this big earth-shattering thing that I wasn't doing that. We are in a competitive landscape right now where people are stretching their creativity. I mean, we have like a passion flower Sue. Like, she is all about making things so out of the box, so original, that you're just like, your jaw just drops. And so interesting that you're looking at it just wondering how she makes it. We didn't have that before. We had people just making kind of roundy-moundy. Then we got to, you know, hey, we're going to have some flowers kind of jetting out a little bit. And that was what weddings were. Mason jars and baby's breath was what weddings were not so long ago. And I think back to if I would have really like changed my mindset and changed how I invested in myself to understand new skill sets or even understand basic skill sets. You don't pitch something with ease or with confidence if you have no idea how to do it. I, at this point, if I've not done it, like have the confidence because I've went into so many situations, I haven't done this and I figured it out umpteen times that I have the confidence because I've figured out so many things along the way at this point. But when you are in the first even like 3 to 5 years of being a florist, like having that confidence is not something that just comes naturally. And you need to go get that confidence. You need to, you know, invest in your skill set. And not only financially, time is an investment. And if you're a busy mom or you're working, this is your side hustle, like that time is even more precious. And I've had podcasts in the lineup that are about like investing in yourself. And I know how impactful it can be. I see the girls that I'm coaching, once they start investing in themselves, they take themselves more seriously. They have more skin in the game and they do bigger things in their business. They start attracting bigger weddings. They start really designing or creating or even just dreaming bigger. And when you start to do that, like that's when things start to, you know, go in this upward momentum financially because those designs merit higher price points. My average wedding has grown like by thousands of dollars because I can say, hey, what would you think about this cake install idea? Or you know what? I noticed this venue has this. What would you think of? And then I just lay out some kind of crazy creative idea that I have for that venue. And a lot of that is like stalking the venue online if I haven't been there before, going on the Instagram page, checking out that, but dreaming bigger, but having the foundation to dream bigger has helped me grow my business exponentially. Especially in this space, we have a lot of educators that are really focused on design. But you need to know how to sell. You need to know how to network. You need to know how to do so much more than just make pretty flowers. And those are not necessarily like a design course that you're taking. This could be taking a course on confidence. This could be taking a course on how to run a business. This could be a marketing course. This could be like, there's so many things beyond the world of designing flowers that can help you grow your business. I have invested, you guys would probably be like, holy crap if I gave you the total number, but I know in last year alone, I think it was close to $40,000 that I invested in personal development courses, one-on-one coaching. I took a course on time. It was called Time Genius. I did B-School with Marie Forleo last year. I took a silk floral rental course because I am going to start integrating that in my business. I took, what else did I do? Oh, I did one-on-one coaching. I joined a mastermind. I took a course on taking better videos and like how to improve like your, you know, background, the angle of your photo, what tools you were using to make better video. And there's more, but like that's what's, I took Lily Roden Fields, like Bouncy Bouquet, because I think her bouquets are beautiful. And Passion Flower Sue came out with a new wearables thing. I got that. So like I invest big time because that is raising my mindset, raising my thinking, really giving me skills that make me feel more confident as a designer. And you can do those same things. You don't need to invest $40,000. Like if you invested $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, like that would probably be exponentially more than what you're doing now. And I guarantee your income is going to grow commensurate with that. Especially if that, whatever that program is, has accountability layered in. I am getting certified as a mindset / life coach, and I'm getting certified in EFT and tapping and NLP. And that was another course I did last year. And I did that as a coach, knowing that so many of my coaching clients not only had like a business fundamentals problem, there was a lot of things internally that they needed to work through. And I think that's for everyone. Everybody's got their like skeletons in their closet of crap, like that they just was formative and like is still eating away at them. Or maybe it's like the situation today. And I knew how impactful like adding that to my coaching would be. And I'm 3/4 done through the program. And I'm so excited because it was also a very big time commitment. It is 90 minutes a week. So 90 minutes a week, I am, you know, working on just that skill set to be able to help people more, to be able to really develop things more. And this has made all the difference in my business. Going all in on myself has grown my revenue in my business like triple of what I used to before I started that journey. And I know that it can do the same thing for you. And next week on April 1st, of course, like I want to give you these fundamental skills, these foundational skills to help grow your business, to give you the mindset tricks to like help be more confident, how to like teach you how to sell to clients without being cheesy, without being feeling gross. So I am on April 1st, the Florist Foundations course is launching the modules. You can buy it right now and it's linked in the show notes, But this is like everything that I have taken from all of this education, from all of my years in business, from all of my years in sales. And it's going to help simplify everything to help you scale and start making money in your business. If you haven't started, there's going to be a section on just even starting your business and what you need to do. So go check it out. It is called Florist Foundations. It is the most comprehensive florist course that I have seen. But if you do it this first round as a founding member in this program, you are going to get weekly Q&A calls with me that are going to add a layer of accountability and a layer of one-on-one support, because I want to be here to help support you with anything that you're facing when you're going through this program. The content is dripped out to help make you more accountable for inching along. Slow and steady always wins the race. I had a couple of people that are like, what if I just want all the modules at once? The success rate of courses is 97% completion because people throw everything out in the beginning and then they go gangbusters and then you run out of steam. So I want to help push you, little kick in the ass, little push, little kick in the ass, and help you along the way really start to grow your business in 2024. It is not too late to make serious money in 2024. Thank you so much for listening, Flower Friend, and you have an amazing flower-filled week. Flower Friend, is this you? Do you feel overwhelmed, tired, uninspired, and underpaid? If that's you, I want to help simplify everything for you. I want to be there to help you build goals, develop processes in your business for things to just feel lighter, all while building a path to profitability. I've been where you are, and I want to help you build the business of your dreams. For more information, check it out on our coaching page on our website at thefloralhustle.com or send me a DM on Instagram to learn more. Have a great day, Flower Friend.